Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you check that out. Have a great visit with our good friend Bev Flaxington. Bev is, she is the human behavior coach. She is the author of a number of books, including Make Your Shift, which are available wherever books are sold. And is it thehumanbehaviorcoach.com, Bev? Is that right?
Yes, it is, Jim.
Check out your website, her website. So when we need to give other people feedback, when we need to talk to them about something that they might not want to hear, is that, how do we do that? Because my feedback is somebody else's unsolicited advice, right?
It is, but this is one of my most in business, because, you know, you think about, we have to let people, but we conflict most. I'm being very specific, because what I see a lot of small business owners do and managers do and leaders do, the other option is, Jim, what the heck was going on in that meeting? What were you doing talking about what we've done 5 years
ago?
Are you
out of your mind?
Yeah, the guy asked about next year. What were you thinking?
So that's kind of cool.
expecting from the job. This is what I'm seeing you doing. Is there some disconnect? Is there something you don't understand? Is there something else you need? So I am able to bring it up, but I'm doing it somewhat in the context of, you know, is there some help that I can give you? For a lot of people, and even for the millennials, we see that, you know, they'll respond to it saying, oh boy, you know, I guess I'm not doing what I'm supposed to. I probably do need to change something.
One of the experiences that I've had, sometimes when you bring it up, is, but you have to get to the point that they did something wrong. However you flavor it, you've got to get to the point that there's a deficiency here. There's a defect. There's a there's something that there's some behavior that has to be modified. And when you get to that point, sometimes my experience has been with millennials that that really upsets them. They don't like that. I mean, nobody likes it, but it's hard for them to take it. Have you run into that at all?
Well, you know, I want to say I have an interesting viewpoint because I teach college and I get mostly sophomores.
Oh, classes. Yeah.
So they're 19 and 20, and I'm teaching them leadership, Jim. So, you know, I'll say that in one sense, this is a generation, and especially a little older than them, where, you know, perhaps they didn't get the same kind of feedback that we did.
Right.
At the same time, I think that they're just more vocal about their displeasure. I think you're right about that. Right? But I see it with the 50s and 60s, too, so they'll hear it from you, and they'll go off, and they can't stand you, but they're never going to say it to your face.
That is so funny. Hey, Bev, thanks again for being here. Good job today. TheHumanBehaviorCoach.com. That's how you find Bev. Her books and all the things that she does. Hey, Bev, will you come back again real soon?
Oh, you know I will, Jim. Anytime you ask, always a pleasure. You're doing great.
Thanks, Bev. I appreciate you. You too, Bev. Bev Lexington, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.